Anna finished it off first, lay down on a skeleton sled and launched herself headfirst down the ice when she was just 14 years old. This winter adrenaline sport captivated her so much that she decided to pursue it professionally. From 2013, she represented Germany as her father is German. However, on her mother's side, the now 29-year-old athlete is Czech. Since 2019, Fenštětová has therefore been competing under the Czech flag. From both junior and senior world championships, she has already collected 3 bronze medals, 1 silver, and 3 golds. Before taking up skeleton, she mainly did gymnastics, which still helps her today with body coordination in the ice track, where skeleton racers speed along at up to 140 kilometers per hour.
Tak na začátku to hlavně je jakoby bouchají ze strany do strany.
At the beginning it was just banging from side to side and you're mostly just fighting to even reach the finish. At that moment you don't think so much about technique. You're more telling yourself I'm going to survive this and then you kind of get used to it. I know that for many people these speeds are unimaginable, but I focus more on how long it takes me to get through individual curves, under what pressure, and how the track works. Of course, there's a difference between going 110 kilometers per hour and 140. You really feel that. But I don't think about the speed itself. I think about what I'm doing.
Although skeleton may not be as well known as skiing or skating, it has a 120-year tradition worldwide. In Czechoslovakia, however, it was considered a bourgeois pastime under the former regime. That changed only after the Velvet Revolution, when Czech athletes began to break into the world elite. Skeleton tracks are approximately 1,500 meters long, while the run itself lasts under 1 minute. It is extremely important for competitors to have top-class equipment, including a helmet and safety features. Injuries, however, cannot be completely avoided, especially when Fenštětová was starting out.
Není tam jakoby to, že se vyklopíme hodně, ale je to...
It's not like we flip over a lot, but there's a big difference between training and world championships when everyone already knows exactly what to do. The most common injuries are bruises on the legs and arms, and sometimes the ankles are affected too. The biggest injuries come from the start and from training. Those are mainly muscle injuries. During the actual run, very few people suffer serious injuries. But I have to say that even injuries during training are important to me, because then I know how not to ride a track. For example, I'll say to myself, now I entered that curve like this and hit myself. Thanks to that, I know I have to do something different next time.
Tak musím vlastně udělat něco jiného, než jsem dělala.
This year, Anna Fenštětová finished the Skeleton World Cup season in 7th place in Altenburg. In the overall standings, the Czech representative placed 4th, which is her new career best in the elite series. Her great form is, of course, preceded by demanding training.
Tak je to hodně do té rychlosti.
Because this sport is a lot about speed, my training is closest to that of track athletes. I do sprints and at the same time I try to work on my strength and endurance so I can handle that speed. Then there's also training focused on coordination.
That Anna Fenštětová is among the favorites for an Olympic medal this year is all the more remarkable given that she has been competing with a handicap since 2022. In January, just 1 month before the Winter Olympic Games in China, she was diagnosed with diabetes.
Tak ty první dva roky byly takový...
The first 2 years were mentally critical and I often told myself I'd quit, that I couldn't do it anymore. Now many people think I've gotten used to it, but no, you don't get used to it because even if I eat the same breakfast at the same time, the result is always different. At the beginning, after every race, I was just glad I survived. I remember calling my coach, crying and saying I couldn't go on. I know I have a handicap in professional sport, but diabetes affects my everyday life too. I know it will be hard one way or another. Diabetes wouldn't be any easier even if I stopped doing sport. Actually, it would be harder. So I say to myself, I'll keep doing it. and if it doesn't work, I'll quit. But now it works.
Hele, zkusíme to, a když to nepůjde, tak to nepůjde, ale teď to jde.
Despite her handicap, Anna Fernstedtová finished 7th at the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing in 2022. In the following two seasons, she struggled with the consequences of her illness and had to make major changes to both her training and lifestyle. Nevertheless, after 4 years, she returned to the World Cup podium in January 2025, finishing 2nd in Winterberg. At the 2025 World Championships in Lake Placid, she won a bronze medal. Despite her handicap, Anna Fernstedtová has proven herself to be a resilient, world-class athlete who now heads to the Winter Olympics in Cortina d'Ampezzo, determined to turn her experience into another historic result.